This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we are with Tour Funk at the Cedar Valley Music Rally. We'll be talking with this Minnesota duo who have been playing together for over 10 years about their lives as musicians, as well as listening to their live performance. This is Juan Galarza. You're listening to the Live Feed.
Can you go around, introduce yourselves, and tell us why you came here today to the first ever Cedar Valley Music Rally?
Well, my name's Jake Ilica.
My name's Joel Ward.
Together we are Tour Funk, former members of Northwoods Band, which is a band that played a lot with Jamie Harper, who helped plan this thing, and the Beatroots too, and all that. So we've all known each other for years, and we've played a lot of the same festivals, and he invited us out, so we're happy to be a part of it.
Can you talk a little bit about how long have you been together playing music and what brought you together?
Joel and I met through some friends about 10 years ago and talked about jamming. I watched him play like open mic night maybe or something, and we were talking about getting a band together, and we started a couple, and Northwoods is the main one, and then we did Tour Funk as kind of a side thing just to play in the bars when we weren't playing with Northwoods. And Joel's got his own material and has been playing all over, and I'm starting to do my own stuff, and we're mixing that in with the whole set list. But yeah, we've been playing 10 years.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, Jake was a metalhead when we met.
Still am.
And so I kind of got him out of the metal and introduced him to the mellow.
And Simon the Dead.
Yeah. So now we just kind of stuck it out and made it through a lot of different changes musically and still play. So.
How would you guys describe your sound?
I'd say it's it's acoustic, and then we've added the piano in the last year. I mean, Joel's always played keys, but we've been adding that,
harmony
and then
based.
Yeah,
very. We do a lot with harmony, and kind of have found over the years that's kind of our niche. We just complement each other's voices really well and sing really well together.
Sometimes rare to hook up with someone that can sing good, or more than one person that can sing good. So when you got it, you make it work to your advantage, and that's kind of what we've done over the years. And but yeah, acoustic and a little bit of soul and blues and some folk and even alt country stuff. So Americana, I guess, if you want to go vague or broad term, I should say.
Just jump to watch me right outside the fence. I took his rings for boxing chain, and they haven't sent. It hurts my ears to listen, yeah. It burns my eyes to see. Cut down a manifold machine, might as well be me. Thank you.
yourself and now we play for life. Once for sport and once for fun at the corner of the night. Now the die's shaking, now the die must fall. There ain't no winner in the game. We don't go home with all, not with all. Leaving Texas, 4th day of July. The sun's so high, the clouds so low, the eagles fill the sky. Catch the Detroit lightning out of Santa Fe. Great honor out of Cheyenne, from sea to shining sea. First train can ride. I gotta settle one old score. Once I'm gonna cry. There ain't no place a man can't hide to keep him from the sun. There ain't no bed can give us rest. You keep us on the run. Jack Straw from Wichita cut his buddy down. He dug for him a shallow grave and laid his body down. Half a mile from Tucson by the morning light. One man down and another to go. My old buddy a moving much too slow. We can share the women, we can share the wine.
Thank you guys, we're Tour Funk. This is Joel Ward, I'm Jake Ilka. Thanks Steve and Jamie for planning all this and having us, and all you guys for coming out and making the first time a doozy. Song by Sam Cooke.
Well, if you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, whoa, bring it to me, bring your sweet love. Bring it on.
But I only hurt myself. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. Bring it on.
You were just listening to Tour Funk's live performance at the Cedar Valley Music Rally. Now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed.
What's your creative process like? Do you maybe come up with the riff first and then the lyrics, or how do you go about that?
For the most part, you know, back when we had a band, a lot of times I would write a song at home and say, this is what it is. And from that point, you know, for each instrument, I'd say, more like this person, or more like this sound, less like this, and we kind of shape a tune that way. We haven't done a whole lot of writing together, but the process of finalizing the song, we do a lot together, I think, over the years.
Joel will come with a pretty finished idea, and then we just kind of add the icing on the, you know, on the cake, I guess. But, and I'm the same way, too. When we had the band going full-time, we were... he'd come with lyrics and we'd write, and he'd have a core idea for the song, and then we'd just figure out guitar parts around it, or I'd have a guitar part and bring it to him, and then he'd write a song around it. So it was kind of, we'd come with pieces or he'd come with something pretty set and we'd just kind of finish it off. Sand the edges.
Do you guys have any EPs or LPs out?
Unfortunately, we've played for 10 years and don't have anything on wax, so that's a priority. Over this next year, we're definitely going to get some recording done. So.
Yeah, we both are basically doing music for work now. So, you know, over the years, we always had day jobs, and we just had some kids and stuff. Now our kids are getting a little older, and we have a little more time. We'll probably write some more stuff. But we got a whole soundboard recorded from Midwest Music Fest when we played Ed's Block Party that was actually indoors because of the cold. But so that's up on Archive, and we have some stuff on Bandcamp. From some clips from that show.
So do you guys still have any gigs or jobs besides being full-time musicians?
Yeah, I'm a piano, vocal, saxophone teacher. And then both Jake and I just joined Northern Sun Production, who's doing the production for this Valley Rally.
Bolton Bluegrass, Big Blue Family Reunion, yeah, Midwest Music Fest. They're a big sound company. They were founded by Ben that was in Northwoods with us, Ben Osseff, and starting out with that, doing a little bit of the booking of bands and throwing shows versus just him getting hired out to do, you know, sound gigs. We're helping him put together the billing and all that too.
So yeah, we try to stay doing stuff with music, making money somehow through music. We're both happier people for it.
This is not reflection. Reflection is true. This is just me. You're still out there waiting. This is just me.
That was a live performance by Tour Funk at the Cedar Valley Music Rally. Now we go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed. How do you describe performing in front of a live audience like this, and how has it evolved throughout the 10 years that you've been playing together?
For me, playing in front of a live audience is my church. I get energy fed to me from the crowd, which feeds me and makes me want to play harder, and it taps into my soul. It kind of helps me make a better sound. It's kind of cyclical. The more a crowd gives, the more we give, and it just kind of rolls on and rolls on. And over the years, I think we've got good at sensing when a crowd wants something a little more upbeat, or if you know, they're just good with what we're doing.
We've evolved our reading the crowd skills. I think, you know, Joel had performed a lot by himself before we met, and I was pretty green, so he kind of helped me buck up my vocals, and then the harmonies came into play, and then basically gave me a lot of confidence to do my own thing too. So when we're both doing solo and we bring it to the table again with Tour Funk or with a band, we don't even notice until we're already playing that we've grown since the last show, you know, and we've been really good at throwing shows the way we want to throw them and sounding the way we want to do it.
What do you guys consider the hardest part or the least favorite part of being a musician?
I hate carrying and loading gear. You know, if we can get some roadies to join on for a good price, being free, we'd take them. But yeah, that's... And even that, it's not bad, you know, it's exercise, it's, you know.
It's part of the process.
Yeah, it's all part of what you have to do in order to do what you love to do, so.
Do you guys have any plans for the future within, let's say, a year from now?
Yeah, we're definitely getting on recording some original, you know, studio stuff within the next couple months, and working that in with the booking and just, you know, getting something on wax. Versus playing a bunch of shows and not leaving an imprint more than what you did as a live performance, which is still important, but to have something lasting to give them, you know, afterwards, or to point in the direction and to get, you know, gigs. You can't get too many without some kind of representation of how you sound versus you just telling them how you sound. So.
And Jake's playing with a heavy set now, which their band's kind of starting to really gel together. And then I've also got a band project idea for a huge band with horns and backup singers that I've been talking about for years. And it's, again, now that we're not working punch-in, punch-out jobs, I think it's going to kind of start to come to...
Ball's going to roll.
Yeah, it's going to start to happen. Yeah.
Different directions.
If people want to hear more about you and where you guys are playing next, where should they go?
Tour Funk on Facebook.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page, and tourfunk.bandcamp.com has got some shows and recordings of live stuff.
And then we both have Reverb Nation pages. It would be just Jake Ilica at Reverb Nation and Joel Ward at Reverb Nation.
She's walking through the cloud with a circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and her fairy tales, it's all she ever thinks about. Riding with the wind. She's walking through the cloud with a circus mind that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and a fairy tale. It's all she ever thinks about.
Thank you.
This is Jake Ilica on the guitar.
A song by Nirvana.
Fit this shoe, I do, but do you have a clue?
You take advantage while you hang me out to dry, but I can't see you every night.
Thank you.
I'm standing in your line. I do hope you have the time. I do take a number two. I do keep a date with you. I take advantage while you hang me out to dry, but I can't see you every night. Pray, la do, I do.
That was Tour Funk's live performance at the first ever Cedar Valley Music Rally in Winona. More information about this artist can be found by looking them up on Facebook. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.